So join me in attitude of prayer, followed by the Lord's Prayer. Gracious and loving God, we do thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity that we have in this country, Lord. And we thank you for the freedoms that we have, the freedom of worship. And we just thank you as we can come together and lift up one another. We have a biblical mandate to encourage one another in this life and to encourage one another in the faith, because we know there's something much better ahead for us. But in this old world, this life thing is complicated and it's challenging. So we just pray for the peace that passes all understanding for us as we deal with things that we need to deal with. But we also lift up the ones that was mentioned aloud. And we also know there's always some that are not mentioned. And through the gift and the love of the Holy Spirit, we can bring those into the throne of grace this morning too. And we thank you for the prayer that Jesus taught to the disciples when they asked him, Lord, can we talk to the Father too? And he said, yeah, there's a prayer. And they said, well, you know, John the Baptist taught his disciples a prayer. Can you teach us your prayer? And Jesus said, let me give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. As we pray the prayer that Jesus taught by praying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.